What do I think my role is in today's world as actor, as artist, as citizen? That was the question. Well, I have to warn the listener, answers to questions like this can get very esoteric very quickly. If you start with the idea, and admittedly it's my idea, so no one has to own it as a truth, but if you start with the idea that all of us are here to love and to grow, that everything we do here, or are supposed to do here, is a process of self-actualization for the collective good, which is not the same as accomplishment, making oneself more wealthy, or making one's mark in the world, anything like that, but to become a more wholly aware human being, aware of one's intrinsic and yet insignificant purpose, perhaps a more wholly integral human being. To what end, no one knows, right? That's the hard part. It's much easier to be a self-absorbed shitbag than to proactively exist for the amorphous goodness of all things with no guarantee of any recognizable personal recompense whatsoever. But if that's why we're here, then I suppose my role is to do that. I suppose that everyone's role is to do that, not as an actor or an artist or as a citizen of any particular place on the globe, but as a person. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how being an actor enters into the question any more than being a truck driver or a stockbroker would. There's not a lot of good to be said about the human organism. It's a consuming, self-serving, destroying, waste-making, and in many ways grotesque little piece of biology, far more so than just about any and every other living organism on the planet. Its outsized brain creates ego, which creates an outsized presence that cannot stay within the balance of an efficient and sustainable ecosystem. There's a huge flaw in the point of the human presence on the Earth. I honestly don't really get it. And eventually, the organism will utterly destroy everything, thus destroying itself, which will probably give the planet the opportunity to re-evolve. But the point is, there isn't a damn thing any of us, given our inability to be anything but human, are going to be able to do about that. No vocation, avocation, or unique personality trait of mine or anyone else's is going to affect it. The poet, Mary Oliver, in her poem, Messenger, says, "My job is loving the world." Which brings me back to where I started. I've been trying to figure out how to bring the work of an actor back into this. This is a podcast about actors, right? She says, "Let me keep my mind on what matters, which is my work, which is mostly standing still and learning to be astonished." And I think that's the inn. That's my work, too. As an actor, I practice stillness, feeling, listening, availability, and reacting genuinely to the world around me. I reckon you have to love the world a little bit in order to do that, even if you don't particularly like it very much. I practice awareness, compassion. I own my own ugly, flawed humanity and nurture it even as it fills me with embarrassment and often even revulsion. In order to reflect authentic humanity in my work, I have to, in some large measure, embrace it. And I'm not trying to pass myself off as the good guy here. I didn't say I was proficient at it, or even remotely successful. As a practitioner of the work of being an actor that requires me to practice all these things, I think quite often I probably suck. What is my role in today's world as actor, as artist, as citizen? I think Mary Oliver said it best. My job is loving the world. And I'll tell you what, I would be lying if I said that there weren't a lot of days when I wished that I had been able to have been a truck driver or a stockbroker.